This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The only Aurora police officer convicted in the death of Elijah McClain has asked to serve the rest of his sentence at home. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Randy Rodema was sentenced to 14 months in a work release program for his role in the violent arrest and subsequent death of McClain. He started serving his sentence in March. Rodema filed a motion requesting to complete his sentence for third-degree assault in detention at home. He says he's lost weight, has not been sleeping, and is in constant fear at the jail where he spends his nights and weekends. The state prosecutors in the case filed an objection to Rodema's request, saying the court does not have jurisdiction to reconsider sentences. Rodema is also serving 4 years probation for his conviction of criminally negligent homicide. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state is trying to do more to help people with sickle cell disease connect with resources and care. It's devoting $200,000 for a new outreach effort to increase screenings and ensure that those who are diagnosed with it get connected with assistance for their needs. The new program will also aim to educate the public about sickle cell. The bones of a teenage T-Rex found in North Dakota will be on display at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science starting June 21st. Three boys discovered the fossil. Experts estimate the dinosaur was 13 to 15 years old, about two-thirds the size of a full-grown adult, but still weighing in at around 3,500 pounds. Colorado voters should see ballots for the primary election in their mailboxes soon. Half the state's congressional districts have primaries for one or both major parties. Our voter guide for Colorado's primary is at CPR.org. Ballots have to be returned by June 25th. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs with highs close to 90 this afternoon, then warmer on Wednesday. Grand Junction getting close to 90 today and near 100 degrees by the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.